Are you sure we're allowed to be here? The girl's eyes tracked over the rugged terrain, bouncing from one object to the next, looking for danger. Nothing but sturdy pines swaying in the breeze, and the azure sky met her gaze. They were alone on the mountain, but trepidation still skated up her spine. Relax, would you? This place is in the middle of nowhere. Who's going to see us? The bears? Her boyfriend said, picking his way over the rough ground to reach the ruins of the old homestead they stumbled upon. She gulped and looked around again. She hadn't thought about the bears. A shudder ran through her. She should have. It was the Colorado Rockies. Following along behind him, she turned her attention to her footing. Rocks and small boulders littered the landscape. The last thing she needed was to trip over one and sprain an ankle. Trent would never be able to carry her back to the car. She didn't want to have to sit here in the open all alone, waiting for help. They reached the dilapidated wooden-framed two-room shack. She gave it a once-over, skepticism ripe on her face. It leaned so far to the right, it looked as though one powerful wind gust could knock it down. Is it safe? Trent shrugged. It's still standing, isn't it? He took her hand and pulled her toward the structure. Come on. She followed him through the doorway, pulling up short as a rancid smell assaulted her. Ugh, it smells like something died in here. She covered her nose with her sleeve and tried to take shallow breaths through her mouth as she glanced around. Her eyes watered, and she fought to keep her lunch where it belonged. The cabin was larger inside than she thought it would be. The kitchen was directly in front of her. A counter ran the length of the wall, the shelves above still holding a few tin cups. A table that looked like it would collapse if she laid even her pinky finger on it was to her right. To her left was a sitting area. An old rocker leaned drunkenly next to a wood stove, covered in decades worth of dust and cobwebs. Against the opposite wall was a desk, its surface coated in bird poop and heaven only knew what else. Beyond that, a doorway led into what she presumed was the bedroom. She let go of Trent's hand and walked that way. The closer she got, the worse the stench became. Pressing her sleeve harder against her face, she tried not to gag. Oh, this is terrible. Some animal must have wandered in here and died. She stepped over the threshold and froze. A scream ripped from her chest, and she stumbled backward in horror. What? Abigail! Trent ran to her, his hands grabbing her shoulders to steady her. She pointed at the bedroom, tears streaming down her face.
There's a dead woman in there.
Trent's eyes snapped to the doorway and went wide. What? He hurried forward, while she continued her retreat toward the main door.
Oh my God.
Trent gagged as he caught sight of the image now stamped on her brain. On the bed laid a woman in a wedding gown, holding a bouquet of flowers between her breasts. Mottled and bloated, she stared sightlessly at the ceiling with opaque eyes. Trent spun around, his boots scuffed on the worn wooden floor as he rushed toward Abigail and the exit. Let's go. We need to call the sheriff. He didn't have to tell her twice. She ran from the cabin and up the embankment, fleeing into the woods the way they came. Sobs racked her. Her breath hiccuped in and out, making her gasp for air between sobs. The image of that woman would forever be burned into her mind.